All right. So, one, two, three. We're gonna wait a second. Hi, it's Melissa.
Hi, it's Shelly. Thanks for joining us.
So today we're gonna talk about integrated LED fixtures. And there's a lot to cover, and we have a couple of examples of some integrated LED fixtures. We're gonna tell you about them, the structure of them, the history of them, and why you would want to use it, and maybe some of the cons too. Right, Shelley?
That sounds great to me. And it's going to be mostly decorative integrated fixtures. We'll have another one later on down the road with architectural.
Right. So, as I recall, integrated LED decorative fixtures really came around within the last 6 years, 5, 6 years. Do you remember anything older than that for decorative LED, integrated LED?
For decorative, I think they were, it was very far and few between, but it's been perfected so much with color rendering and dimming now that it's just exploded across the board in many manufacturers.
Right. So, and then I think people have a hard time understanding what integrated LED means, or integrated fixtures versus non-integrated fixtures. So, do you want to give like a kind of a definition of what an integrated fixture is, and how they work?
Well, basically, an integrated fixture is where the diode is actually integrated into the fixture, whether it be by channel or on the form of the fixture laid in. You don't see it. A lot of times it's an edge lit fixture. And it dims very nicely. You can do your own Kelvins. But again, with decorative fixtures, it's just able to take on the form of the fixture.
Okay, and are these fixtures usually 24 volt or 12 volt? And how does one put it in? Are there certain specifications that need to be met in order to install the fixture? Or does the fixture have its own driver? How do the ones that you come across work?
Ones I've come across with at work, we have both 12 volt and 24 volt. Most of them now, if they are 120 volt, I mean, if they're 120 volt, they can be slash 120, 277, which works great for commercially. You would never need that residentially. And then you do have some low voltage, but every fixture literally has an instruction sheet with it. So I would say if you're going specifications or where you're going to use it, always look to have the instruction sheets in advance to the installer. I know that those are also usually given in any submittal package. But so there's not a whole lot different to it, installing that than you would a normal decorative fixture, unless for some reason it's going to be a remote low voltage driver, which, we don't have any examples of that. But there are times when it's a very clean look, no canopy to it, where we've remoted a driver that's, pulling power to it or pushing power to it. So that might take a little bit more prep, just making sure that you've got 120 going to a remote driver and from the remote driver going to where it's going to be placed.
Okay, and then what is the life, what is the expectation of a lifespan of an integrated, a decorative integrated LED fixture, which we're going to show you all in a moment, a couple of examples of an integrated LED fixture. But what can somebody expect as far as lifetime goes?
I would say most major manufacturers now are giving at least a 5 year, 50,000 hour warranty with it. But lifespan, as far as being tested completely on how long, has probably not been completely researched. So 5 years is quite a long time for that. Let's see, drivers, if it is remote or integrated and it's LED, that's normally the first thing that would give out. Drivers are getting more and more efficient, so they're getting a longer warranties on that. But so usually most of them are 50,000 hours, 5 year warranty on that. And I guess people question if it's integrated, what do we do then?
Right. That's a huge issue. And we're going to show in a couple of minutes examples, a couple of examples of decorative LED fixtures. But there is everybody there's a lot of trepidation in both arenas, I think, in commercial and in residential, about, well, what happens if something goes wrong, and when is it going to go wrong, and how do we address it when it does go wrong, especially if it's further down the line, like five, you know, closer to the 5-year mark rather than, you know, a couple months.
Right. I would say that most manufacturers out there have parts if they can be replaced in the field. If it cannot be replaced in the field, I would say that the manufacturers, most of them have a quality engineering department with inside their company, meaning that if we don't have to just dispose of it, it's something that if it can't be fixed in the field with a replaceable part, it can be shipped back, repaired, then shipped back in, because no one should have to just throw it away. I'm not saying every company does that, but I would say look into that, because a lot of companies do have that. I think that's very important.
Right. So I guess the scenario is this fixture is hanging. You had to get scaffolding going to get this fixture hung. It's hung very high, and you have this expectation that you're not going to have to think about it for at least 5 years. They're supposed to last really 10 to 15 years. So how do you get past that with a client who wants to use integrated LED, but is really tied up with what's going to happen if this goes bad and we have to build scaffolding or we have to rent a lift, a scissor lift, to get up there to get this thing down, to send it back to repair it and return it? Or if it can be done in the field, we still have the challenge of getting up there to fix it. Do you encounter that often, or how do you
get over? I mean, commercially, we don't encounter it because they already have maintenance people, and it actually cuts down on maintenance time because you're not going and changing out an LED fixture or a light bulb lamp. Residentially, if you're having to get scaffolding, you're probably getting scaffolding to change the light bulb anyways. So, you know, you're changing that. There's a trade-off there. If you're getting a scaffolding to change out a light bulb because you don't have a light lift placed in, then, you know, you are doing that more often than you actually are probably going to have to repair or take down a fixture that might have had a bad LED happen to it. So I actually think in some ways it could be a better trade-off.
Okay, that makes sense. It's true. If you have to do less maintenance generally on these fixtures, then if you need to go up and take care of it, you're going to need to go up and take care of something anyway. And integrated, so what's the ratio, or how are non-integrated fixtures, what's their lifespan with an LED light bulb or any kind of light bulb? Isn't it about 5,000 hours compared to 50,000 hours? That was the regular light bulb, but I don't know what the real time for a non-integrated LED for the light bulb. I don't know what that score is, or what that you know, that measure is, how many years you can expect with you know.
Well, a regular incandescent light bulb really was rated for about 800 hours. I mean, it was actually less than that. So then you have the LEDs that you do screw in, and yes, they have a lifespan given to them, but it sometimes can determine how it's in the fixture. Is it completely enclosed and does it have room to breathe? You know, with an integrated LED, when it's organically placed into this fixture or the design of it, it's not just LEDs placed in there. There's heat sinks on the backside of it that will help to dissipate the heat, because there is heat with LEDs. We've already discussed that. So it's the mechanics of the fixture are all around this LED having a proper and elongated lifespan.
Right. The two examples that we have one of the examples for sure is linear LED. It's basically tape light, LED tape, like a very high efficient and commercial grade tape light. And you build the fixture around the light instead of applying a light bulb or putting it in as an afterthought. I think that's part of the beauty of some of these fixtures. And I'm going to pull a couple up right now. I'm going to share my screen so you all can see. So here's an example of one. This is a line that Shelley represents. And this fixture, so I'm not you know, you're familiar with this fixture. So tell us about where the LED is and how this
LED is right where you had it in the, it's situated in the black frame, and the LED is actually placed just below the acrylics that you're seeing. The nice thing about having an integrated LED in something like this is not super heavy. When the light is off, it can be light in the space and not be bulky, because you can actually see through that, because that's considered edge lighting, where it's got the LEDs up in there and then it's lighting the materials there from the edge out.
Right. This.
And then already again, the heat sinks are placed on the back side of that, or it's metal, so it dissipates heat.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful light.
Oh, it's so gorgeous when it's on, because it's still very soft. Right. Not very like intrusive on it. You know, we do know a regular screw-in light bulb, you know, I'm an advocate for both of them, but a regular screw-in light bulb at times can be a bit glary, and this will not seem glary, and you get a much smoother dimming with an integrated LED than you do.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Okay. I'm going to share one more while we're here. And this is a company that, I represent, and this is in a more of a commercial space. This is a larger fixture. So the driver, the power supply, is up here above the fixture at the top in the canopy, which you actually can't see. This is a custom fixture, so this is a custom size. But same thing, there's aluminum here. So this is acts as a heat sink, and the LED tape is inside the fixture. You get general illumination, and you can customize it to get a more of a focused illumination if you want from these pieces. If you're trying to light something in particular as these go down, this is a pretty tall fixture. Ours is 24 volt. This one is 24 volt. As we said earlier in the chat, they do come in 12 volt and 24 volt, and that can be really confusing. I'm gonna stop sharing this, and we'll give you some information on these fixtures at the bottom of our chat after. So 12 volt and 24 volt, that people get kind of confused about that. Because we're so used to 12 volt being our low voltage for like landscape lighting, outdoor lighting. And 24 volt, it allows you to put more load on the fixture, more load on the system. Can you go further with 24 volt? But other than that, there's really not an advantage that I see to 24 volt over 12 volt. So I think in either case, for commercial or residential, they're both okay. Unless you have, I don't know if you want to weigh in on 12 volt.
Versus I agree with you on that. You just have to make sure that when you're using, you identify it so that it actually will work with whatever dimmer that you're going to use on the wall, right, or control system in there. So, but yeah.
And most of the time when you find these lights, or when somebody's specifying these lights, they do give a lot of information about the dimming or the control system that you need to use and with them. And now with the advent of tunable white, and so, you know, we can color change. There's RGBW, which is red, green, blue, white. So everything in between. There's tunable white, which is 2000, sometimes 2000 to 6000 or somewhere in there, and you need a special control for that. But they always will tell you which controls will work, so you don't have to figure that out for yourself, which is helpful both in residential and commercial. So what are the cons, do you think? Like, if somebody in a commercial application in a hotel or something wants to use an LED, they want a big LED light fixture, and they're trying to decide between integrated and non-integrated, what would be the downside of an integrated LED fixture?
I think the only thing that I have seen that has been the biggest pushback is there is an expense difference. You know, it definitely is, you know, made differently. A lot more tooling goes into that fixture. So I'm seeing a trend with a lot of people wanting to use integrated, especially with it being commercial, because you're going to save money. You get more, you know, lumens per foot. You have better dimming capability. No strobing usually will be affected. You can dim a little bit lower than when you screw in an LED. So you can go down to 1%, 5%. And then you get color control. Like you said, some of them can be, up to 3,000 or higher, and then dim as low as 2,200 on an, and that can be programmed in a scene. So I guess the only thing that I can say at this point is people might be hesitant on price. And with the right education on the right factories, is probably understanding, that you have some engineering that can help take care of this if there's something down the road.
Right. And one of the things, especially with outdoor lighting, I've come across with some projects is if it's the end of, so if there's a war, if they have a warranty and the warranty is 5 years, let's say that is kind of standard in the industry, and they're getting towards the end of the warranty and they have an issue, what they get as a replacement does often does not match the other fixtures. So what I mean by that is the technology has advanced greatly in 5 years. We see that in the last 5 years with LED. It's kind of like going from the iPhone 1 to the iPhone 12, right? Like all of a sudden you have all this control, you have a longer life, there's less stress on the fixture. So it's half life, which means like after a certain amount of time, it's called a half life. Its half life is better. It degradates more slowly and more evenly, so you don't see the degradation. But when you're almost at the 5 year mark, all of a sudden it's like, well, okay, we hit now we have something that's way more powerful than what we had when you bought this fixture. So this one odd duckling is going to be in there with these other fixtures that have the 5 year old technology or approximately 5 year old technology. So I'm not sure. I mean, that's a valid point. So what do you say to people at that point, when they're replacing something that's almost 5 years old and it doesn't match the other fixtures in the room because the lumen output, that total output's brighter, it's a different bin. So LEDs come in bins, and they're very careful about using what they call like a bin differential, a tight bin or the same bin, so that the LEDs look the same as the other LEDs that are on that project or are in that bin, so that everything looks the same. But then you come back 4.5 years later with something, and ha have you had that, and how do you deal with that in the field or with your client?
I can't say I've come across where that's been a huge issue, honestly, unless it was tape lighting. But that's where the bin comes very, very important. Looking for a manufacturer that consistently is controlling their bin, not too far off, just within 1 to 2 degrees, possibly, maybe even three. But there's a lot of factories out there that maybe not held that as tight. The tighter that binning, which we haven't even had a podcast on this yet, but
No.
closer that is, the good thing about it is that factory is always going to be very similar. So when you do go back, it's going to be very similar in that, in the same family of that. I think where you notice it the worst is probably, in my experience, been in a tape lighting situation where it wasn't as tight, then they change it and it's way off and you can tell where it's changed. In fixtures, I would say if one has gone out and it's an integrated, if it's sent back or if it's under warranty, then I would have all of it replaced. Wouldn't just do one arm, but have it all so it matches it the same. Because it's going to start going out, and start to get dimmer as it gets older.
Yes, and I haven't had that issue really with interior fixtures. I've had that issue more where there's several exterior fixtures, and the technology has moved forward. And I also say to people, if it's been 5 years, things have changed, and maybe you want to change, maybe it's time to change out your fixtures, and you'll get even longer life out of the new set of fixtures that you buy. But after 10 years or a generation, they tend to get it wears, the style wears on you, and you might want to change it. The other thing I think about integrated LED that may be a little bit challenging is people who want a more traditional or transitional fixture, sometimes the integrated LED does not lend itself to that look. It's a little bit strange to put into a fixture that's not more contemporary. The two examples that we gave, one was quite contemporary, the one with the just the linear pieces. The other piece that looked more like a lotus or a flower could be a little bit more transitional, but the light that is the type of light that is put out by integrated LED I tend to see it more in contemporary fixtures than in traditional or transitional. I don't know if you have a solution for those people who don't want something that's so contemporary.
I think that it has been easier to start to move into this direction as an integrated LED, as a decorative fixture, if it is linear, contemporary, or like you said, transitional. But I say as it's getting more and more relevant, because there is so much energy savings on that, they last longer and they dim better, you're going to start to see more and more of your, I think you'll see traditional come in. I mean, I'm already seeing that in some cases where it's integrated. It may be slightly different. It may be that it at the top of the candelabra, it may have an integrated flame. Not sure where that's all going into, but I do think we'll start to see it. Because, yeah, like I said, that the traditional is not going to go away. And mm-hmm. So I think that it will advance in that. I think that with lighting, you know, some would say we're in that revolution right now. So I think that you'll just see that grow and grow and grow. And so you're going to see it adapted everywhere.
Right. So, okay. So that's great to hear, because it means that integrated isn't just for people who want contemporary fixtures. Integrated can be and will be available for people who want something that's more traditional. And I think that you'll end up with a warmer, we talked about in our Kelvin podcast about 2700 versus 3000 Kelvin. We're going to talk about a lot of different Kelvin temperatures coming up. Because there's a wide range of them and they lend themselves to different types of activities. But I think that because we have warmer Kelvin temperature available to us, that lends itself more to traditional. So maybe you'll see things in 3000 and 2700 in more traditional fixtures, I'm hoping. And I want to relay a story, because this is something that people worry about with LED. And I think it has to do more with not good quality LED. So a few years ago, there were some LED fixtures that came out for residential. And I heard a story, and this could be a myth. This could be one of the lighting myths, I don't know, that somebody bought a fixture for their dining room that was integrated LED. And it was reasonably priced, and it was from a manufacturer that's been around, but LEDs were new. And the people said that they felt ill when they turned their LED on, that like they had nausea at their dining room table. And they ended up taking the light out and replacing it with something different, because the theory was that the LED was strobing. It wasn't seen by the eye, you couldn't see it, but your eye could register it, you know, in that 120 hertz thing, with each eye being 60 hertz and the uptake of the eye. We used to see it on not good quality LEDs, not good quality integrated LEDs. When you tried to take a picture of it with your phone, it was like jail bars, because the uptake of the wave was not, the quality of the product wasn't good enough to hide that. And when that would happen, people would get a little, would not feel well. Have you heard that myth?
I haven't heard. I mean, I do know that, you know, and some people can be sensitive. If we go back to when everything was low voltage and it was driven by a halogen, right, there were some people who could hear the ringing or the buzzing. So I think that could be a sensitivity that, you know, I've worked with on people who do gaming before, and their eyes are super sensitive, and they would be able to see something that we would never see to the human, like us as the average person. Mm-hmm. I just think that every year, like I said, it's just getting better and more improved. So I have not heard that residentially, but if it was 3, 4, 5 years ago, maybe that's the case. But I think that we're I think we're past that now. There may be some instances, but I think there's general sensitivities. It's just like sensitivities with food, you know. Some
Right.
people can
Okay.
just be really sensitive to something that some of us cannot see, but I've not heard that really.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting that. And then every once in a while, I'll have somebody ask me, isn't LED dangerous? Is it dangerous to our eyes if we look at it? Or are we gonna have retinal damage? And is it bad for our environmentally for our own health? And my answer is that LEDs have been around for a long time. Traffic lights are LED. So as long as we've been driving around with traffic lights, we've been looking at LEDs. They're in our computers and our phones and everything else. So do you have anything to add for the person who's hesitant to use LED because of environmental or damage down the line, issues?
I can't really speak to that. I don't think there's enough evidence on that yet. I think there's probably ongoing studies, just like there were with everything. We used fluorescents for years. I mean, so I don't really see that. I personally, if it's a recessed can, I try not to stare directly into the LED, but that's, the same thing with a lot of things that can hurt it. I can also throw earplugs in my ears and play the music too loud, you know? So, with everything, you have to do that. The trade-off, I don't know what the future will tell us about it, but I think they seem safe, and they're improving from year to year. So, I don't see the strobing. I do, like I said, I could think people could be sensitive to it, but.
Right. I think that that lighting generally is much better now, as technology has moved forward and regulatory implementation of regulatory codes and things like that, especially in California, there's minimums they have to meet also for dimming. If they want to dim properly, they have to be a higher quality to really be able to dim. And so they don't often will often not pass tests in certain states because if they're not good enough, they're not gonna dim properly and they're not gonna actually live up to the lifetime that they state in their warranty. So they wouldn't make it. I think we've moved forward. I think my story about the nausea in the dining room is a few years old. But there are still are people and there are situations where there are some hurdles to jump over when going, from a regular light, a lit LED a light fixture that's lit by LED light bulbs or regular light bulbs to an integrated LED. I think it's a much more sophisticated look. It's really cool. Maybe it's not for everyone, but there are a lot of applications where it's great. It's a great fit for the space. And then you really don't have to worry about the maintenance. So I mean, there are ups and downs. There are definitely pros to it, and still some cons and maybe some hurdles to get over. But I think as we move forward, we're going to see almost every possibility of whatever style, whatever genre we like in an integrated LED. So I think we're just going to keep moving forward with that.
Absolutely. I don't think it's going anywhere. So, the more that you educate yourself and know your brands, know
Yes,
what you're using is important.
that's huge. Is to go with a brand that A uses integrated LED and understands it and regularly uses it in their product and has been around for a while and has a good warranty, like a very reasonable warranty. If they're not willing to stand behind their product for a year, from more than a few years, then I think it's important to take a second look and look for something that's tested and has been out in the field and with somebody who understands, has engineering team, understands how to do integrated LED and what its purpose is.
Absolutely. I definitely think that engineering team is good. So just educate yourself on not only the fixture and the style that you want, the lumens that you want, and the binding process, but the manufacturer.
Yeah, I think that's all really important. So the ones, there are really good manufacturers out there. We both represent some good manufacturers who work with integrated LEDs regularly, and There are plenty out there. And then there are some of the buyer beware, some that you may not want, you may want to stay away from. So do your homework, and it's an investment. So make sure that you, that it's something that is going to fit in the space, is going to make sense, because it's going to be around for a while. You know, it's plan on being there for, you know, 5 to 10 years. And
I think if you have any questions as an end user, and let's say you're not working with a specifier or decorative, it could be an office building that just wants to do one fixture over the conference room, doesn't know where to go with that. Or it could be, because usually if it's an entire building, it's being specified. Lighting designer's already on it. Your electrical engineers are already on it. There's so many people involved in that that make everything go very smoothly. If you're doing a one-off, or if you're doing a residence and you're trying to just go in and do a few things, you can always reach out to a manufacturer. You can always go into a lighting showroom. An electrical distributor has a counter. There's so many people out there that can educate you as far as from the rep on. You know, it is a skill set to know about it. So I definitely think there are resources to get by with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, so we hope that this was helpful to you, to people and in the trade, and people, just end users who want to understand a little bit more about what an integrated LED is about, and is it something that they should invest in? So hopefully we answered some of those questions, gave you some information, gave you a couple of looks at some cool pieces, and we'll come back. We're going to circle back to this again, right, Shelley, with different color temperatures, tunable white. We're going to talk about dimmers. We're going to talk about control systems and what's out there, and integration of your home with these lights. So there's a lot more to come.
Architectural too. So we'll get into a lot more.
Architectural too. Yeah. That's going to be really cool. So until next time, have everybody stay safe, and we will see you next time around. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining.